If you are a woman earning an income in Australia, then chances are you're likely to retire with less super than your male counterparts. This is especially concerning since women tend to live longer than men and therefore need more money to finance their retirement years. Data released by Industry Super Australia shows women across Victoria are retiring in poverty with significantly less super than men. The survey shows on average women spend 12 fewer years in the workforce than men, and that affects their retirement options. In the Mallee, women retire with 41% less than men. Get that, 41% less super than men at retirement age. In Bendigo and Corangamite, they retire with 38% less. Kerry Wilson is with the women's advocacy group Women in Gippsland. What do you make of that super pay gap?
Oh, look, it's an absolute atrocity, really, because as we know that, women over 55 are also the highest growing homelessness cohort, and it has a direct link, you know, less super, less time in the workforce, and, you know, you've got a chance of ending up homeless, which is just not what we want to see.
Okay, what can we do about it?
Well, there's plenty we can do about it. And obviously, you know, we've talked, there's been talk of the, on federal paid parental leave, having super on that, which is not at the moment. And that's sort of, I think, been taken a bit off the table. But there's many, many more things that we can do to, I guess, provide better workplaces or policy in workplaces that give incentive for women to return to work maybe earlier. Also, you know, and that's around, you know, flexibility and, recruitment, training and development options. It's a whole range of things that workplaces can do that to really attract women back quicker. The pay gap. You know, if we can address that, that's another thing. For every year that the woman is working, at least if they're earning the same amount, could really, really be, you know, will really help with their super balances. So there's some of the things that we can do to, you know, to really attract people to go back quicker. But also, I think back to when I was, you know, using childcare and back in the workforce, and I attributed all of that childcare costs to myself. You know, let's attribute some of that to, you know, across the family income, not just the woman's, and obviously free and lower cost childcare, universally accessible, could be really, you know, a real rocket to get women back into their workforce quicker too. So
yeah,
there's
sure.
a whole heap of things that we can do.
Childcare, I think, is such an important part of that as well. So then there was this period during the pandemic and lockdowns when childcare was essentially made free, and then, you know, that was changed. But that kind of shone a light on what a difference that can make, didn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, that puts everyone on an even playing field, you know, an even keel. And that's what we want to see, is that that's what equality means, is that no one is held back. Everyone has the same opportunity. So if you are a primary carer or you are a single parent or whatever, you still have that same opportunity to work because that childcare is accessible to you.
Mm. And you spoke a bit about how the fastest growing cohort of homeless people is older women. Is there a clear link between, say, women not getting super as part of their parental leave or that gender pay gap? Is there a clear link between those things and that growing cohort of homeless women?
Well, it could make up, that cohort could make up a whole range of scenarios. It could be women that have never worked before as well. However, some of those women would not have even got super even if they did work. I remember when I first started work, you know, I'm in that age cohort, I didn't get access to super. It wasn't paid on my wage. So things have obviously changed since then, and, you know, we hope that does not continue, that trend. But it will be part of the story. And, so if we can get women being paid the same, having equal access to, really good policies in work and free childcare or accessible childcare, because it's sometimes not about free. Some areas don't even offer it or have it or there's no spaces available. So all of those things can be really helpful. And I think education as well, you know, knowing that if I choose to stay 12 years out of the workforce, that my super will be less. And so that might make me reassess my position.
Mm. And Kerry, do you ever think in your lifetime that you'll see super paid on parental leave?
Oh, I hope so, yeah. I think that it will be. It will eventually become just a given. It will be business as usual that will happen.
When do you think that's going to happen, Kerry?
Well, maybe not this election, but maybe a bit more of a push, and maybe more focus on that will help. But it's only one aspect, it's a complex problem, and it needs a whole host of solutions to it. Not just there's no silver bullet.